the Presidential Heritage Safari certainly has assisted putting Kenya back on the map. East Africa was very vulnerable a year ago, and people shied away and tended to steer more toward Tanzania. Now, of course, that matters have settled dramatically in Kenya, and since there is an ancestry of the president-elect of the United States that stretches back to Kogelo, Kenya is suddenly full-face on the map, and everybody is clamoring to get onto those programs. I don't think we've recovered just yet, but I know that in this year we will recover. Looking at the generation of reservations in this very short space of time in the new year, for later on in the year, I do believe it will certainly recover, yes.
How has the Obama celebrity changed this small village west of Nairobi?
Dramatically. The local people of Kogelo are anticipating flocks of people coming into the area. I don't for a moment think that people will go just to Kisumu and Kogelo based on the ancestry of the president-elect, but I certainly do think that people will add this as a tack on to any particular safari that they may be doing in Kenya already. It's easily accessible, it's inexpensive at the moment, and I do believe that people would feel the need to go to the ancestral homeland up on the banks of Lake Victoria before returning back from a safari.
Has tourism spoiled the local community, or has their hospitality been able to capitalize on the economic opportunities in positive ways?
I think they've been able to capitalize in a very positive way indeed. I don't see that this will spoil the Kenyan people, particularly the Luau people, who are very warm and welcoming. They indeed do have a very exciting phenomenon right at their doorstep.
Well, I take it there is a lot of souvenir business flowing, and also the home of Obama's grandmother, Mama Sarah, has become a local tourist attraction. Tell us a little bit about those lures.
The home of the step-grandmother certainly has become a tourist attraction. One has got to get prior permission for personal reasons to enter into the homestead. And I would think that she would permit people coming in until she just got tired of it, or until the cash card dried up and people weren't as generous as they are at the beginning. As far as the souvenir business goes, yeah, Kogelo is actually churning them out by the hour. They have all kinds of souvenirs to mark one's visit, of course, associated with President-elect Barack Obama.
How has Kenyan government infrastructure been reacting to the need to build and enlarge roads around Kogelo?
They haven't really. I think that everything came as such a surprise to the Kenyans themselves. Delighted that they are, but the government really hasn't stepped up to the plate in as much as going ahead and creating a new infrastructure for much tourism coming in. I think they see this as a bit of a, dare I say, pie in the sky movement. It'll have a huge impact, and then over time it'll just die off. So I think their focus is on other areas of the country as opposed to Kogelo right now.
What kind of interest is the opportunity stimulating among American and European tourists at this point?
Not too sure about European tourists, but certainly American tourists. Everyone who's going to Kenya right now or doing a Kenya and Tanzania combination are asking that very question. Can we go to Kogelo or Kisumu post or pre our actual safari arrangements? So the interest has certainly piqued high volumes of people that, again, feel that just because they're there, perhaps it would be the nice thing to do to go and see where the future occupant of the Oval Office started from.
Is this a fleeting phenomenon? How long into President Obama's term do you expect it to continue?
I think probably just the remainder of this year, to be quite honest.
Uh-huh. And if his popularity drops in the polls, how do you think the special tour will be affected?
I think people will still want to go anyway, being that they're so close. I created a safari that had the presidential portion at the end as an extreme highlight. If sales start waning off and people lose interest in it, I can merely undo the 2-night or 3-day portion that go up to the northern area. So it wouldn't really have an impact much on how to restructure the program. I think perhaps in the future, if it does slow down some, then I will just offer that as an excursion, very much like I would do to Zanzibar or to Lamu or down to Mombasa.
Do you have any interesting stories from tourists who have come back from the presidential tour about certain encounters that they've had in Nyangoma? Have they met any of the Obama relatives?
I'm not sure this would be hearsay if people said that they'd actually met any of the relatives, because everyone in the area is claiming now to be a relative of sort by marriage, by whatever.
You know, including Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who is a distant relative, supposedly.
Absolutely, yes. So everybody's jumping onto their claim of fame for the moment. I think that the residents of Kogelo are beyond themselves with excitement. People that have come back that I've already sent across to Kogelo have been met with such warmth and such grace and such charm that it's almost been more of an impact than the actual safari. And that is saying a lot, because taking American travelers and putting them into the African bushveld in the middle of nowhere with the enormity of the animal kingdom, giving them something else to hold on to now, which is the heritage of the president-elect, is just such an added highlight that it really is touching people in a very positive way.
So taking a long look down the road, what do you think the tourism business will contribute to U.S.-Kenyan relations?
I think that if Kenya steps up the infrastructure quite some, if you take a huge step back, Kenya was sort of launched by the Rat Pack, by the William Holdens and so on, who built the Mount Kenya Safari Club right on the equator. So it was very en vogue to go in that era. And then Kenya sort of just filled it off. And with its problems with the political climate, it sort of just faded away altogether. I think now with the latest and very new notoriety and celebrity, it's on its way back in a big way, and I think this will put Kenya back on the map yet again. It'll also give the Kenyan government the opportunity to show that safety can prevail in their country.